Good morning.
We've set this time aside to take part in the Lord's Supper, and I'd like to follow along with Brother Tim and thank you, or and say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And that's going to go on what I'm going to say, so thank you for that leader. You know, it's one of those things that being a dad has taught me more about myself than pretty much anything else that I could have experienced in life. My whole life changed when my oldest son was born. Whole outlook on life, outlook on myself, completely changed. And then having Gabriel, just feeling just overjoyed, being a dad, two boys. I grew up in a home, two boys, so it was kind of like I was sort of getting the chance to be, you know, the dad I had, and I had a great dad who's at home. Hi, Dad. And he's watching right now, and I had a great childhood growing up, and I want my boys to have a great childhood growing up, and I want them to, you know, to learn the lessons that I learned, to learn the lessons that I didn't learn. I want them to grow up to be good young men. I want them to grow up fearing God and keeping His commandments. And I want them to have the things that maybe I didn't have growing up, or maybe earn the things that I had growing up. But I want them to have a very happy life. And I think that as a father, that's something that you want for your boys. You want the best for your kids. And you always hope that they make the right choices. And even when they make the wrong choices, to make the right choices after that. You want them to be able to live their life without fear. You want them to, you know, to not have to suffer for anything. And you want to protect them. But at the same time, you understand that that's not really going to be up to you. In the end, life's going to happen to them just like it happens to all of us. And we just hope that we can, as Brother David had pointed out this morning, that we can train them up in the way that they should go so that they don't flee from it. But the love that a father has for his sons, love that parents have for their kids, is an amazing thing. I will say that I don't understand how some people can not want to be a part of that. It's been, so far, the greatest joy in my life. But to think about how much that I love my boys, and to think about how much they mean to me, I can't really put myself in God's place when I know that God had a plan for Jesus Christ. But there was always a plan for Jesus, that He was to save us from sin by dying on the cross. And if you were to say to me, Jesse, I want you to choose one son. I don't think I could do it. I couldn't do it. I have two boys, and as in royalty in Europe, they call it the heir and the spare, right? I have two of them, and in ancient Sparta, they would only send certain father and son duos out into the battlefield if that father had another son who wasn't going. But to think to myself that I have to choose one to save everyone, save 100 people, save 1,000 people, save 1,000,000 people, I don't know if I have the capacity to do that. But God had one son. And Jesus, knowing what the fate was, what the purpose was of dying on the cross, that He did it willingly. And I think about the time that Abraham had taken his son up to sacrifice him on the altar because God asked him to do that. In the same manner, I can't understand how much it took out of Abraham to raise that knife in the air. Knowing that this was the son of promise, that this was the son that he was promised, that this was the son that he was waiting on, and the Lord was asking him to sacrifice him. And Abraham showed that he was willing. But I can guarantee you that he was not. That he was broken while he did it. Yet, God sent Christ to die on the cross so that we could have a hope of an eternal life with him in heaven. And as we read this morning in John chapter 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." God gave his son on the cross to die that cruel death so that we could have life, knowing that through him we could have that blessed hope of an eternal life with him in heaven. And when we gather around this table, that's exactly what we're here for, is to understand the gift that God has given to us and the sacrifice that Jesus had made on that cross for our behalf. And despite that this was done because love had to win. And when Christ hung on the cross, love won for each and every one of us. When we partake of this bread, which represents Christ's broken body, and this cup, which represents his shed blood, keep in mind the amount of love that God must have had for us in order for us to be here today to commemorate that death of his son on the cross. To think about how much love must have been there from God for this to come to fruition. Wesley, come on up.